I'm coming back to the words that we started from in the beginning this morning, because I think after experiencing this last, well, actually the whole morning we spent together, it may ring a lot more truth to you. Those words are, God brings the best out of you because he has put his best into you. And you might want to write that down sometime, and you're having a bad hair day, or just maybe not think. Yes, I will. God brings the best out of you because he has put his best into you. And you can read maybe a lot of things into that, but I'm thinking of the gifts of God are without repentance. God doesn't change his mind about all the good things he put into your life that makes up who you are now in Christ. He's made a deposit of the Holy Spirit in you. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. But every gift, every skill, every talent, ministry gifts, tools, equipment, they're all inside. And so when we're listening to his Spirit, he draws out of you that which he's put into you. And I wrote those down very quickly this morning, but the more I saw how the morning played out, those words took on like it's more than just words. There's something much bigger than that of the deposit that he's made in each one of us. And that's what he draws upon in us to be a blessing to others through us. So, those are going to be my last words about words, because he's put the best in you, and that's what he's going to draw out of you. It'll always be the best. And in him, there's no greater best. You could say bester. Bester goes along with gooder. Keep your hopers filled. Does anybody in the house need prayer this morning? Yes, Marlene.
Drusilla asked that we would pray for Ken and she and her.
Okay. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is a joy to bring our prayer requests to you, and especially on behalf of others. And we thank you. We thank you for Ken and Drusilla. We thank you that we often see them when there's not snow, and Ken is able to walk and navigate around better when conditions are right and favorable. But we thank you, Lord, that you minister to their needs. They've made their requests known to you and to others about future housing. And we thank you that you'll not be slack in providing those things, because they've expressed their needs to you and to some of us, and we don't want to undo their prayers. We want to stand with you. And if there are any physical limitations that are in the house, I just thank you that you will give them supernatural strength and energy and wisdom and encouragement. It's hard to be just sitting in a house all the time and not being able to get out and about except in times of need. Not very little joy riding. And I just thank you that even in their times of need, I thank you that they're faithful people, they're people of prayer, and we stand with them. They've expressed their prayers to you, and we're not privy to all that they prayed, but we can certainly release our faith together with them. They're prayer warriors, and they know how to bring their petitions before your throne of grace. And so we as a body stand with them and in agreement with them, knowing whom they've prayed to, and knowing, and we have this confidence that you hear them, and that they will indeed receive all that they've asked of you. And we thank you, Father, you're a God of mercy and grace. You don't forget, you do not overlook, and you care very much about the needs of your beloveds. And so we thank you, Lord. It won't be long now. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone else? Okay, well, let's close in prayer for each other and for all this God has planned for us the rest of the day. Father, we thank you. This morning just flew by so fast. It's just amazing how quickly your Holy Spirit catches us up, ministers to us through your word, by your Spirit. The songs of praise and worship, and how much they re-energize us and refocus where our attention should be. And we thank you for the words that were spoken into our spirit today. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will not be slack in bringing them to our remembrance from time to time. And Father, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Surely you are good, and your goodness is running after each one of us. And may we slow down long enough so it'll catch us, so that we can be blessed by it and be a blessing to others. Thank you, Father, as we go from this place today. Your anointing still is upon us. It was on us before we came. It was on us while we're here. And it does not leave us, because your Holy Spirit has come to indwell us until we no longer have need of this earth suit. And I just thank you. Thank you as we go our way. Your Holy Spirit goes before us, preparing safe travel for each of us, and that whatever we find ourselves involved with this afternoon, your presence remains in our homes, and your glory is upon each one of us. And all who see us will see that glory and that glow on our faces, that it reflects your light and your life within each one of us. Father, we thank you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You're free to go.